Okay, on the bottom, Gufo. Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechamesh Saminim, Mevorchan Ol Barim Mezoinis. That we had yesterday, it's very important. Halacha. That is, we're going to have two members of Rav and Shmuel here. One is accepted, halacha, one is not. This is accepted. Anything that has in it Chamesh Saminim, that becomes the Iker, and you make Barim Mezoinis. Vit Banami Rav and Shmuel Damer Tavayu, another member, Kol Shehu Mechamesh Saminim, Mevorchan Ol Barim Mezoinis. Utsrichi, you need both. Let's see. The Iash meaning Kol Shehu, meaning the second one. Anything that's Chamesh Haminim, you make Mezoinis. Hava Mina, Mishum De'isa Be'ene. Yeah, that's talking about anything that's Mezoinis, you make Mezoinis. Aval Aidei Taroifes. Lo, that I don't know. Is Komashlon, that first Memra, Kol Sheyesh Bo. Okay, so, but Lachur, that first Memra should have been enough, because the first Memra not only says you make Mezoinis on Chamesh Haminim, it says even if it's in a Taroifes, you always make it. But look how the Gemara goes. Yesh meaning kol sheyesh bo, meaning anytime it's in a mixture, I make mezoinis, cause the mezoinis to ikar. I would have said like this: Hava mina kol sheyesh bo chameshes haminim ein. Yes, that's ikar. Aval oiris v'doichen loy. Oiris v'doichen are types of grains. I don't call it grains in English, but that are very close to the chameshes haminim. What do y'all hold on a second? Loy mishum dalye taroves, meaning there I don't make mezoinis. They are not so choshev that they're always the ikar. Aval isa be'enei, neima afilo oiriz v'doichen nami mevorchan olbarim mezoinis. That's how I could have read it. Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh saminim. Anytime you have chamesh saminim in the mixture, that's the ikar. But not oiriz v'doichen. They're not that choshev. But alone, you would make mezoinis on oiriz v'doichen. Komash malon, the second member, kol shehu mechamesh saminim, hu de mevorchan olbarim mezoinis. Lafuki oiriz v'doichen, afilo isa be'enei lo mevorchin olbarim mezoinis. So the first one is telling me that chameshes haminim, not only when they're alone you make mezoinis, even when they're in the taroibis, even though there's more of the other thing, they're the ikar. The second member is kol shume chamin, meaning when do you make mezoinis? On chameshes haminim. Lafuke, anything else. Oiris v'doichin, you do not make mezoinis. Now what's oiris v'doichin is a tremendous unclarity. The usual way to post it is sugi da alma is that oiris is rice, and doichen is something called mil, they call it. They call it in Yiddish hirsch. Do they have an English word for it? I don't know what it is. They know. Yeah, something like pan. That's how they translate. Rice. Yeah, just, what's the other one? Doichen. Panagris. Okay. Panagris. It's something like PNG. That's how they have in the pinnacle. Right, doichen according to Tosfos is millet. Okay, now, so it'll come a point because we don't hold like this. Let's see. So it comes out here that on oiris and doichen you don't make mezoinis. Fine. Let's see. The oiris v'doichen lo mevorchin and bar mezoinis. Is that true? V'otanya heviu lefono pas oiris upas doichen bread made of oiris and doichen mevorich olav tchilo v'soif kemaisa gedera. What's Maisa Kedera? Maisa Kedera means mezoinis, so do we call cereal, something made with chamesh and pot. Now, what's, so it says here, pas oiris or pas doichen, is tchil of itself like Maisa Kedera. What's Maisa Kedera? Let's see. We got me Maisa Kedera, Tanya, betchil of mori rola bori min mezoinis, ulipsof mevorich ola brocha achsme in sholish. Meaning, you make mezoinis, and you make alamichu. Now, the first Bryce has said that pas oiris or pas doichen, mevorich ola ki Maisa Kedera. So Lechur, it says here that Pasayis Pas Doichin, you make Mezoinis and Alamichio. Not like Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, big Doichak. You know what that Brisa meant? Kim Aisa Gideira. Veloi Kim Aisa Gideira. It's Kim Aisa Gideira, the Mevorchon of Tchila Vesoif. Veloi Kim Aisa Gideira. The Ilova Maisa Gideira, the Tchila Bar Mezoinis, Sov Baruch Amin Gimel. Vilo Hocha Betchila Mevorch Al Shakol. Vom Sov Bar Nefoshis Rabbis. Vechesroin Al Kom Asher Bor. It's a big Doichak in the Brisa. Agav, we have here the Rishonim who say Pshat in the Brocha of Bori Nefoshes. Bori Nefoshes, Rabbis v'chesroinan. The Rishonim learn Bori Nefoshes, Rabbis v'chesroinan, Kamo, and Al Kol Masher Bor, Lachirz Benav Shkochoy. Bori Nefoshes, Rabbis v'chesroinan. He created the Foshes, Rabbis, and what they need, their necessities, like Lechem and Mayim. He also created Al Kol Masher Boros, Lachirz Benav Shkochoy, all the extra stuff, like apples and watermelon. But the other Pshat they learn is the Bach, and others learn it, it's Bernefosh's rabbis, kama, v'chesroin and alkom asher barosa. And what they need is on the other brius. There's only one thing that he created, Bernefosh's rabbis, and what they need is supplied by alkom asher barosa. Okay. Now, So we're willing to do that. Basically, what you're telling me now is that Oiris and Doichan is not Maisik Deira. It's just like Maisik Deira. It needs brachas. But it's not Maisik Deira. You don't make Mazoinas. V'otanya, Elohein Maisik Deira. Chilko, Targiz, Soilus has to go out. Zoris v'arson v'oiris. Chilke, Targiz, Zoris v'arson are types of cereals, I guess you call them. It's made up not of flour, but of chitim in cotton pieces. In other words, they're all either cotton. One piece, two piece, three. It's a grits, I think they call it. Not ground completely into flour. Good, but it lists oires as maisa gedera. So the Gemara, that brisa, ho mani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is extreme. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that oires is mamis chameshes aminin. It makes lechem, it makes matzah. The son, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, omer, oires min dogonu. He holds oires, there's more than chameshes aminin. He holds more oires as mamis the same as chitim. The chayom lachim utzakores, or the miyotze bechadosa bepesach. Avorabonon lo. You can't bring a raya from that, but that brisa could be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. According to him, he make a moitzi on oiris. It's a different story. Fragment of Rabbonon lo. I'll prove to you that Rabbonon hold on oiris. You make mezoinus. Yeah, this is going to be the final proof. Ve'otanya. Hakoisis esachito. Someone choose plain wheat pieces, either raw or cooked, but whole wheat kernels. Mevorich ol abori pri adoma. Okay, that's not yet mezoinus. Now, tochno. Offer ubishly baked it into something, baked it into bread, and then he cooked it. We'll have soon a big sugi about that. What happens is bismancha prusas kayomis. If the pieces are still whole, which simply speaking means there's still a kazayas in the chunks, it doesn't lose its shem lechem. Because you have bread that you cooked, posit. You took bread and you cooked it in water. If the pieces are kayomis, which kipshuto means, the Yerushalmi says, it means there's a kazayas in each piece. That still retains its shem lechem, so you make hamoitzi on your bench. It may not prusas kayomis, it's smaller pieces. It drops down. It loses the shem lechem. Vashtetach is still mezoinis. It's not worse than that. It betchilim mevorich oleh boramin mezoinis, lipsof mevorich oleh brocha achas meyen sholosh. Good. Next. Hakoyis is eso oirez. Someone eats pieces of rice, small little pieces. It's more verbal piadoma. Tochno ofo ubishlo. He baked it into bread. Then he boiled those pieces of bread. So again, before by chitin we said, if prusas kayomis, that's the lechem. It retains lechem, it's hamoitzi and benchin. If not, it becomes mezoinus, what we call. Oiris can never be lechem. It's never made hamoitzi. But if apisha prusas kayomis, betchilu mevorich lebor mezoinus, lipsov mevorich ola brocha achas, meyen sholosh. Okay, now you got it. So this brisa clearly says that on rice, a rice kugel on mezoinus, something baked out of rice, whatever, boiled, you make mezoinus and mayin sholosh. Now, what are you going to tell me? This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Can't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because then you should make a moitzi on it. So now I have a brisa, which is clearly not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which is the Rabbonon, and it says on oiris you make what? Mezoinus and alamichya. Zog de Gemara, teyufta de Rav Shmuel teyufta. Okay, Rav Shmuel just got knocked out, so let's just be careful here. We have two members of Rav Shmuel, it's very important. One member was, you only make mezoinus on chameshes aminim, which basically came to tell me, you don't make mezoinus on oiris and doichan. You have a second member of Rav Shmuel that said, kol sheyesh bo mechameshes aminim. Anytime there's chameshes aminim in a taruvis, it's the ikar. That member of Rav Shmuel is taken on lalocha. Let's get passing to lalocha. We have no problem with that. Anytime you have chameshes aminim in a mixture, the chameshes aminim is the ikar, unless it's the ladabek. And if you put in, they sometimes put flour, like a filter fish or module. They'll put in flour just to hold the thing together. Then it's not consequential. But if it's in there for any food value, even though there's 80% chameshes or tomato sauce and 20% mezoinis, which ordinarily you would say, so the tomato sauce is the ikar, chameshes aminim is the ikar. That's the first member of Rav Shmuel. The second member of Rav Shmuel says, basically, you don't make mezoinis on oiris and doichan. That's Ogi Shalom. That the Gemara says to Yufta. Now, here we have to be very careful, because they said two things. They said you don't make mezoinis on oiris, and you don't make mezoinis on doichan. The tiyufta is really only on oiris. We knocked them out of brice and oiris. We didn't really knock them out on doichan. It's here a big machloikas of Rishonim. Taisa says right away, It could well be that in Doichen we accept what they say. And Doichen you won't make. You'll only make Mezoinus on Oiris. Many Rishonim say, no, Oiris and Doichen go together. They're the Babsi twins. The Pirch is from Oiris, but Oiris and Doichen go together. In Shchonol Yepaskint, like that, like the Rif and Toises. Oiris, we make Mezoinus. Doichen, we do not make Mezoinus. That's why it becomes important to know which is which. It's, again, it's not 100% clear, but the Velt takes on that Oiris is rice. There are machmirim, there are people who will not eat rice only b'toy chasudah. Because there are some who claim that rice is doichan. If rice is doichan, you don't make mezoinus. If rice is oiris, then you do make. Okay, now, we still have one leg left. We're not finished in Gansen. Because according to this, it comes out that on rice, you make a mezoinus and an alamichio. We don't do that way. We didn't finish yet. Let's go, bite them. Omamara, koisis es achito. Okay, Mitan Moore gets on a side point there. That's what we just said there, right? When you eat pieces, kernels of chitin. It's bori prihadoma. So you can't mezoin this yet. V'hotanya bori mine zroyim. So I'm doing loik kasha. Ho Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonu. Because if you remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that on Yerokis, basically all things that go from the ground, it bori prihadoma. Rabbi Yehuda said bori mine deshoyim. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara will explain later, Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to be more specific in your brokas than we do. We make on anything that comes out of the ground, basically, Borei Piyadom. He splits it into two camps. Vegetables, what we call vegetables, he makes Borei Minit Deshoyim. And kidney is, he makes Borei Minit Zeroyim. So he will zikha hold that on Chitim, you're going to make Borei Minit Zeroyim. That's not us, so that's no problem. Borei Biyudah Rabbonin, Ditnan, Val Yerok is, Huoymer Borei Piyadom. You don't Borei Minit Deshoyim. Okay. Now, let's go back to the other problem for a second. Good. So according to that brisa which we had, which we took on, and we knocked out Rav and Shmuel that brisa, so we come out that on oires we'll call it rice because that's the way most people assume. You make mezoinus, you make alamichya. Frag the gemara vehotanyo. We have a brisa that says that on oires lebesoif veloy klum. You don't make anything on it. Now, here we have to be careful. The bloy bloy klum doesn't mean you don't make any brocha. It means you don't make any brocha of the birchoy so'oretz, not benchin and not alamich. Me burn the foshes. Burn the foshes is always referred to as bloy klum. Look at the Rashi there. Bloy klum, klomar, ein toan mi birchas peiris eretz yisroel bloy klum. Ela burn the foshes rabbis. The equal, you know, the is across the board one. Okay, so now we have stamas tirin abrisis. Do we make alamichya on moiris or do we make burn nefoshes? Omer abshesis, loy kasha, horebe gamliel vehorabonon. Different story. Desanyo, zaklal, kol shuhu mishiva saminim, rebe gamliel omer sholish broches. Vechachomim omen brochachas meyein sholish. Rebbe Gamliel holds that we bench on anything from the Zayin Aminim. We hold lechem is benching. Zayin Aminim is meyein gimel, ala michya, or ala peiris, or ala geffen. He holds that anything from the Zayin Aminim, you bench. Okay? Now. So the Gemara is still like this. Wants to say make that, so that'll be our way out. In other words, we take a hold that on rice you make burn a fush. The brisa that says on rice you make mayain gimel, that's Rabban Gamliel, like down a step. Rabban Gamliel holds you bench on everything, so on rice he went down to alamichya. We hold that in general on mezoinus, those kind of things, we make alamichya. We'll go with Bari Nefoshes. Okay, let's hold a second. I think we want to split it. Now, Umaisa b'Rabban Gamliel v'askenim, shoyu mesubim ba'aliyah b'yericho, v'hevil ufnem koisovis. Koisovis is a dates, which is one of the Zayin Aminim. V'ochlu. V'nosan Rabban Gamliel reshus l'Rabbi Akiva levorech. He told Rabbi Akiva to bench. Now, he assumed that Rabbi Akiva would bench. Kofatz ubirich Rabbi Akiva brochachas meyin sholosh. Rabbi Akiva, of course, didn't do that. Rabbi Akiva did the way we hold, and he made He made an alo eitz on it. Which is itself interesting because Rabbi Akiva himself, we had the other day, Rabbi Akiva holds he got a bench on anything. Rabbi Akiva is more extreme than Rabbi Galila. Rabbi Akiva holds on Memdalid. Ochal shelek v'hu mezoinoi mevorech olav gimel brochas. He holds he got a bench on anything that you eat. But the Rishonim explained, Taisus there, the Rosh here, that's only ochal shelek v'hu mezoinoi. If he's completely satisfied. Here he wasn't. So therefore it goes back to the regular din. So he didn't do like Rabbi Gamliel that he benched. He said, Ala michya, I'll eat. It's fine. Omle Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, Mosayat, the Machnes, Rosh, Chabena, Machlegis. What are you getting involved with? You know that I hold you got a bench. Omle Rabbeinu. Okay, that's a side point. Now, Reb Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol shu mishiva saminim v'lav min dogon. Right? The Gemara is trying to stay out now. The Bryce is giving us the cases where there's a machloikis Rebbe Gamliel and the Chachom and where do you bench? So if it's min dogon, everybody holds your bench. You're going to get the case where you have the machloikis. So if it's shiva saminim, if it's lav min dogon, or min dogon v'lo yaso pas, what we would call mezoinus, there you're going to have your machloikis. Rebbe Gamliel o mesholish brochus, your bench. Because in the first case, it's zayin aminim, fruit. The second case, it's chameshes aminim, but it's not bread. It's mezoinus, what we call. Rabbi Gamliel holds, you always bench. He's always bench person. V'chachomim omrim, brochachas. That's brochach machas kein gimel. Fine, that's the machloikis. Kol she'eino loy mishivas aminim. It's not from the zayin aminim. V'loy min dogon, and it's not from the chameshes aminim either. Kigoin pas oyres v'doichan, Rebbe Gamliel oimer brocha achas meyein sholish v'achachomim omer v'loy klum. So that's good. It's not a theory. It's clear that that's the machloikis. In pas oyres v'doichan, Rebbe Gamliel, he's a benching person. He moved it down to alamichyo. We who go on general amazons alamichyo, we tackle whole burden of forces. So the Gemara says very simple. We started over the steer and the brises. This long brise over here said that on pas that on oyres v'doichan tochan ofo bishlo is tchila bari min mezoinus l'tzof b'vorich olav meyein gimel ala michil. We said v'hatani we have a brayso l'tzof v'loy klum that on oyres you make bari nefos. So Gemara say good. This loy klum is rabbanan. That's what we hold. This long brayso that says on oyres meyein gimel is Rabban Gamliel. Fine. Like the Gemara can't be. B'mayu kimto. Rabbi Gamliel, you're telling me that this long brice over here, this long brice that we had, is Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, it can't be. Rabbi Gamliel, aim a safer the ratio. What's the ratio that brice is talking about? Chitim, right? He baked the bread out of chitim. He baked it and he boiled it. If the pieces are kazayis, it might be in benching. And if the pieces are not kazayis, mezoinis and alamichya. That can't be Rabbi Gamliel. Quite Rabbi Gamliel, bench on all mezoinus. There's nothing to talk about. You can't tell me this Bryce is Rabbi Gamliel. V'mayu kimtik Rabbi Gamliel, aim a sefer derasha. What does sefer derasha say? Talking about chitim over there. Tochnon ve'oflon ubishlon. Imein aprusus kayomis. It doesn't have kazayis anymore. What's the din? It loses its shem lechem. Ibetchilam mevorech ala beremin mezoinus. Ulipsof mevorech ala brocha atzmein sholosh. Mani. Rabbi Gamliel, hashtag kisovis, badaisa, Rabbi Gamliel, give a brocha. Rabbi Gamliel says you bench on dates and on cereal. Of course you bench on a piece of bread that got boiled. What is it? So we're going to ois lechem. Sounds a piece of cake. But on a piece of cake he benches. Imena prusis kayomis meboye fashteit bendoch. These things that were never lechem, a piece of cake or a date, you bench something that was lechem and lost its shem lechem and became a zaynus. Why shouldn't you bench on that? Elopshito rabbonon. So this brisa has to be the rabbonon. It's not Rabbi Gamliel. So then we're back shver. If it's the rabbonon, how come it says on oires and on oires that you say what do you call it? Main gimel alamichyo. We have a brisa that says that on oires is v'loy klum, meaning boring the fashes. Elopshito rabbonon. Who's going to sign the rabbonon? Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, you bench on everything in the world. So to go on the way, but say we're back where we started. Ihochi kashya dirabonon adirabonon. Elo zog de gemoral liolam rabonon. And it's a mistake. That first brice is a tos. The brice is wrong. It's a mistake. It's a mishabeshta. It was the first brice should say over there at the very end. Whatever it is over there. Avabisha Prus Kayomes, Pinorla Mazinus, Lipsoif, Libesoif, Ain Mevorichol of Aloy Klum. So that's the Maskona. That's talking a Maskona Lalocha that way. That Oyrez is, once you make it into something, it's Mazinus, but it's not an Alamicha, stranger, it's a hybrid Zach, and it's Bar Nefoshes. And Doichan is a non clarity, it's talking a non clarity. Does Doichan get schlepped along with Oyrez, which does sound away from this Breitzer right here? Even this Breitzer is Oyrez with Doichan together. Or is Doichan remain? Technically, we only knocked out Rav and Shmuel from this Breitzer. This Breitzer only said Oyrez. It never spoke about Doichan. So it could and does. Din, it remains that way in Shulchan Aruch. That Oyrez is Mezoinus. Doichan will remain with Rav and Shmuel. That there's no Mezoinus on Doichan. It's a Boyper Adama like anything else.
What's
your
Yehuda
being
most
of the time? Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda and Rishma. Oh, there's no time of comedy there anyway. It's a mice of Gamliel there. As I said, Mary. No, they're cloud. They're cloud, yeah. Yeah, there is. Okay, I'm a Rava. Hayriyata de Chakloi. Now, Riyata de Chakloi is, Rashi tells us, Chovetz Gederi that we had yesterday. Chovetz Gederi yesterday, we didn't know exactly what it was. But basically, it's something made out of mel, shemen, and dvash. A lot of dvash. And that was the machloikas we had yesterday. Do you make on it shahakal? Or do you make on it mezainus? And the shayla was, do you say that the dvash is ikah, so you make shakal? Or the mezainus is ikah, so you make mezainus? To which we said, Rav, how do you make mezainus? That's Rav and Shmuel's first memra, kol sheyesh bo mechamesh saminin. Now, riyato de chakloi, the farmer's riyato, the mafshe bekimcho, it has a lot of kemach. There they put more kemach into it. Mivore bore min mezainus. My taimo, the smida ikah. There we say that the flour is the ikah more than the dvash because they put in a lot of flour. The mechoyza, the chovetz gdeira they made in mechoyza in the city, loy mafshi bo pincha, akimcha. Apparently in the city they put in less flour than the country. I don't know why. Anyway, lamashi bo kimcha, zok the mevorich of shakal niyibedvaro. My time of duvshe ikah. That's what Robert started off saying. When you have this mixture, if you have a lot of mezoinus, machma mezoinus, because it's the ikah. But if you don't have that much mezoinus, then you say the dvash is the ikah. Could be. Let's assume right here. But of course, we already paskined the shaila. That's not true. We already paskined that it doesn't matter how much mezoinus you have, which is what he says. Hoda amarova idi v'idi bari min mezoinus because of Rav Shmuel's din. The Rav Shmuel damri tavayu kol sheyesh bo mechamesh esaminim mivorchen olav bari minay mezoinus. Which is basically what we said yesterday at the bottom over here. Yeah, the more it just fleshes it out and says it more clearly. Even though there isn't a lot of flour, as long as there's some flour in there, it's put in for some food value, that becomes dikah. That's the first member of Rav and Shmuel, kol sheyeshbo we call it, not kol shehu, kol sheyeshbo we accept, kol shehu we don't accept, because we make mezainis at least on oiretz, and possibly on doichan. Good. Omer of Yosef. Okay, this is from the most complicated sugyas, in case said mevorg, medul again. The way many Rishonim go through Tosis, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh, Omer Reb Yosef, Hai Chavitzo. Now, this is a major controversy. What in the world is Chavitzo? You have an English word for it? I'm sitting and waiting for this one. Who? We had Chovetz Gedeira, right? Yeah, something else. No.
A cooked
what they say?
A cooked dish made small pieces.
Right, correct. That's Rashi says. We're not going to go that way. That's so difficult. Rashi becomes very difficult. Rashi says it's not cooked. What it is some sort of a mush with small pieces of bread, but and it's not just It's not just chopped bread. Fine, that these Rishonim all say, if you take bread and you chop it, it's a matzah mel, you make matzah mel, that's hamoitz. It doesn't matter how small the pieces are. That never loses Shem. What we're talking about here is, look at the bend of the toises over there. Lekach neir li chavitza hainu perurim, crumbs, pieces, hanitbokim yachad, ayyidei morok, o ayyidei cholov, kimo chavitza de tamri, shein nitbokim. Chavitza de tamri is gemo b'metzi, it means they're pressed together. You know, it's the pieces of bread here, some sort of thing mixed with some sort of a soup or milk or some liquid, and it becomes a mush now. So they're stuck together of some sort. It's a, I don't know what you call it in English. It's like a cereal, but it wasn't cooked. That's the point. Most Rishonim don't want it cooked. Rashi has it cooked. It runs them into a lot of trouble. So let's go down to it. Shaila is what happened over here. In other words, basically what we're saying is like this. We have small pieces of bread in a mixture. It's somewhat changed form. They're mixed up now in some sort of a goo. Now, see, if they were cooked, l'chura, we already know our answer from before. It depends. If the kazayis, then you make a moitzi. If it's not kazayis, you don't. Chura, that discussion is over. That's why Rashi is complicated. Because Rashi makes this cooked, you have to fit it wackily before. These Rishonim stay out from that. If the pieces were cooked, that's this sugya. It depends. If your pieces are kazayis, it's a moitzi. And if not, not. We're talking where it's not cooked. Now, obviously, where it's cooked, it's more nitan to lose its shem lechem. Because the cooking process can undo the baking process, can put something on top of it, whatever it is. But it's more likely that cooking a small piece of bread will make it always bread than just mixing it with something else. So now, hay chavitzo, the isbe perurin kazayis. So Rabbi Yosef starts off saying it has the same exact gedder as before. Depends how big the pieces are. If it's isbe perurin kazayis, betchila mevorech lamoitzi, lechem and oretz, lipsof mevorech olav, sholish brochis. The less be perur and kazayis, the tchilim of orecholah boremina mezaynis ulefsov brochachas meyin sholosh. It depends on kazayis. Amar Reb Yosef, menoa minolo. Where did I get that? In other words, it's a funny gemara. Gemara sounds a little bit like the outside svar would be if it's broken up and mushed up. It's not bread anymore. Where'd you get that even perur and kazayis should still be bread? Where'd you find such a thing? Desanyo. The coin is makriv menoches. So the coin makes a shecheyonu. Now, okay, that's a side point. Why is he making shecheyonu over here? So Rashi Menoches says it's the first time this coin ever gave brought a mincha, or it's a mincha so oimer. It's one of those menoches that are once a year, so that you make shecheyonu. Taisa says, you have a very interesting thing. Taisa said, you don't need that. He says, any time a Kohen is starting his Mishmar, he makes a Shecheyonu. Because there's 24 Mishmarim. That means, basically, you're working twice a year. Because there's 24 Mishmarim. So it's one a week. Shot. It's 48 weeks. More or less, every Mishmar works twice a year. So the Kohen who does it the first time in his Mishmar is doing something that he does twice a year. That's good enough for a Shecheyonu. That's an important tesis, because in Ramo state, in Reish Chofei state, in Ramo, that a peri that's nischadish twice a year, that's two seasons, you can also make shecheyonu. Come the Groh and the Morgan Avram say, what a marker for them. The Chur once a year, this tesis is the marker for that. You see that twice a year is also called shecheyonu. Okay, that's absolutely nothing to do with us. But I think we have an extra minute or two, so we threw it in there. Okay, shecheyonu, okay, now. Not lonely ochlon, the kohen now eats the menachos. Mivorech hamoitzi lechem mina oretz. V'toni alo v'kulam poises in kazayis. The pieces of menachos are a kazayis. So you see, you can make hamoitzi even on broken up pieces. Kazayis, that much I see. It's another problem with Rashi. This is not cooked over here. The menachos are not cooked. It's another problem with the Rashi here. So they're frying. A ganze mess over here is frying the same as cooking. So Rashi gets very complicated here. Okay. Any stam mincha or a fried one, but frying is not cooking. That's a big asek. Tigun is not visual. Well, when it could be told about the that's not psis. That can't be. There's a psis on the it's got to be one of the others. It's fried. It's fried. That's a big machlokes. That will depend right here on how you work it. In Rashi, you'll be forced to say fried is bishul, and in the Rishonim you'll basically force say it's not.
Okay, so we're
going
here like
the test,
that
the yeah. Yeah.
It's fried, but it's not
called. Right, that's not called bishul. That's what it says. It says it. Oh, Omle Abaye, Elamiyat, Latona, it's smaller than Kazai is. So according to you, we'll come at Ochanami, the little boy Bruch, Hemotzilechem in Noritz. Vechitaim Ochanami, Veotanya, Likate Mikulon Kazayis, Veochlon Imchometsuonishkores, Vematsu Adam Yetzib de Chavosu bePesach. Now, the way the most we show him, Likate Mikulon Kazayis means he took the Zavadin that to be Matzah. Or Yotze Pesach. You need from the Chamesh Saminim, Chitin, Soirin, Kusin. Lige Mikulon Kazayis means he took a little of this and a little of that, a little piece of Chitin, a little piece of Soirin, and he put together a Kazayis made out of five pieces. So it says it's Chometz, Yechayiv Koris, and your Yotze Matzah. Now to be Yotze Matzah, you have to make a Moitz. It has to be that way, L'choyer, Kipshuto. So, or at least, we'll see soon, not 100% clear, but if it wouldn't be lechem, if the reason you know make a moitz because it's not lechem, you're not going to be yotze matzah with it. Now, these pieces he took, how big were those pieces? They have to be less than a kazayis. Because you're telling me, once again, you're telling me you made one kazayis out of five pieces. Is liket mikulon kazayis. So just hold on one second. It's a complicated piece of gemara. Let's just go simple. So you took five fifth kazaisim, and you ate them. So that means on a piece that's less than a kazayis, you're also making a moitzi. Now, there's a serious problem here, but let's hold on. Let's get to a very serious problem here. Zog de Gemara, hocha b'maya skinon b'shi'irson. I didn't have five little pieces that I put in a bowl of water and I ate it like that. I took the five pieces of bread and I was megabel them, and I rebaked them. So now I have one piece of challah. It's similar to what we do in matzah melon. You rebake it, something like that. In other words, basically, when you take matzah melon, you mix it with eggs and mush, and then you make cake, Pesach cake out of it. Basically, you got to make a moitzi on that. Unless a lot of sugar, let's drop that. Let's leak the sugar out. You take matzah melon, you mix it with water, and you rebake it. You're going to make a moitz on that. That's chosav yirson. That's what this is, basically. It's small pieces. Each piece is very little. But chosav yirson. Now you rebake it. That will become bread again. That just comes back to being bread, basically. Frank de Gemara, one second. I hochi eim a sefer. The sefer that Brisa says, v'hu sha'acholon b'chtei achilas pras. If you take the five pieces, a shtikl chitin, a shtikl soyrin, and that, you yoytze matzi, you chayiv koriz. If you eat them b'chdei achilas pras. That's our standard rule. If you'll eat a little piece now, and 10 minutes a little piece, that's eichik kazayis, not for chometz, and not for the matz. What do you mean, ochlon? You ate them b'chdei achilas. What them? There's only one piece, you're telling me. You're telling chosav yirson. I mean, you took your five pieces, you ground them up, you put in water, you rebake them. So you have one piece of challah. What's by ochlom? You should have said ochloi. It can't be talking about one big piece. It says you have to eat them in a certain amount of time. If there's a them, you're talking about separate pieces, not one challah. Meaning what? Rabbi Yosef said, if I had lechem, and it's now broken into little pieces, and the pieces are less than kazayis, they lose their chshivas lechem. But if it's bo milechem godl, meaning there's still a big, strange thing, there's a loaf of bread. You broke off little pieces, but the loaf is still there, then the little pieces retain their chshivas. It's a strange thought. See the Rashi there. It's a strange thing. You have a loaf of bread, you chop the whole loaf into small pieces, then you lose your shem lechem. But if partially the loaf is still there, you sliced off half the loaf and you chopped it up, these pieces don't lose its chivas lechem because of that loaf. That's what the Gemara answers. Okay? It's strange. I'm agreeing with you, it's strange.
How big does that
have to be? I would assume once it's lost kazayis, you lost everything. But
is that enough? Just one kazayis has to be left from the whole.
I'm pretty sure in din that's what it says. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They'd be not all together. What are they getting? Only.
I take a small bill to work and I divide it up and give it to people.
Look, that's good. You didn't do anything. I told you. This is chavitza. You mushed it up with some. Pure bread is matzah mel. Matzah mel, you have to make a moitz. You know? Plain matzah mel.
And the obvious problem with this whole sugi is that it doesn't say here that he mushed it.
Oh, this is the kash. Reb Kiveger, Pnei Yeshua, this amel said to me on the floor. Like Mikulan Kazayis, who said he mixed it with anything? This is the kash, everybody. Kiveger, Pnei Yeshua. Kiveger throws up his arms, he doesn't bother. I mean, the way to go would have been, said Craig Echeshman's good. The way to go would have been, if that's the case, then it's Parshat. It couldn't be talking about your case, because according to the Rishonim, that's Parshat. The way the Rishonim attacked this sugya, this din I'm telling you, that a matzah mel you have to wash, doesn't say anywhere. Doesn't say that. They say chavitza means it's mixed, but if you didn't do anything, that's Parshat Amoy. Doesn't say it anywhere. So Craig said, maybe that's how you go. Likin Mikul and Kazayis, you'll tell me he took matzah mel, basically. That's Parshat. It has to be chavitz. But it's not so simple. Because Tosis asks on Rashi. Tosis knocks out Rashi from here. Tosis says, Rashi says, you talk, it's cooked. What's the kash from Likin Mikul and Kazayis? Where did it say it was cooked over there? Zok Craig, and what's better according to you? You, Tosis, so you say it's mushed. So who said Likin Mikul is mushed? So you'll tell me, because it's not mushed, it's Parshat. So Rashi held, if it's mushed, it's Parshat. We can just move the whole thing over. He throws up his arms up, Kimeg. So he doesn't know. Plain sure. They don't have an answer. This is a serious, very serious problem. It's time. Oh, but let's just finish up Lalochim. Because we didn't finish. We are still remaining that this mixture thing, if you want to call it that, chavitza, depends on kazayis. Except bo milechem godl. But pieces where you don't have a loaf left, it haka depends. If it's kazayis, you make a moitzi. And if it's not kazayis, you do not. Comes Rover, that's not so, that's not how it ends. Omer, my haviyalo, what's a lalocha? Omer Abshashis, hi chavitzo. Afa gav de lesle pirurin kazayis. He's coming with a chiddush. He said if there's no kazayis, forget it, no hamoitzi. He says no, even if there's no kazayis, there is hamoitzi. But this with a qualification. Omer Rover, it has to have on it some sort of tsuras lechem, toya maris lechem. What that is a very good question. I don't know if anybody knows the answer to that exactly. What's called maris lechem? But that's how it comes out at this point. And therefore, lehaloch, and as in Shuchanor, this is most rishonim, toises the rosh, taben yoinim, most rishonim hold, you wind up with three madregis. If you chop bread into pieces and don't do anything to it, that's hamoitzi, I don't care. In matzah mel, if you want to eat matzah mel, you have to make hamoitzi and bench. The next level is what they call chavitza. Chavitza is pieces mixed in with something. Nidbokim yachad, it becomes a stickle, michael, something. Then, if the pieces are kazayis, put away blochim gogol for a while. If the pieces are kazayis, you have to wash and bench. If not, then it depends. If those pieces have a tsuras lechem, you got to wash and bench, even if they're very small. If they don't, then you make mezoinis. If the pieces are cooked, then it depends purely on prusas kayomis, which is kazayis. Which means if it's a kazayis, you wash and bench. And if it's not kazayis, you do not have to, then it's mezoinis. And frying is a big asik. That's a machlok sapa, that's a big asik, frying. You guys eat gebrochs, matzah brei is the classic problem. You know, matzah brei is a classic problem. Because you have small pieces and it's fried. And it could have turisa de nahamo. There are pieces of the way, it depends how you make it. But if you make it, you could see shtiklach matzah. So that's turisa de nahamo, less than a kazayis. If you call frying cooking, you make mezoinis. If you call frying not cooking, you have to wash and bench. Is a mishabrush, you should eat it in the meal. So, I mean, not talking about matzah, but it's about such a thing. You should eat it in toichasuda because it blames a sofi. And that will depend on this Gemara, how you learn with frying or not. Okay. Whew, boy. Truknin. Okay, here it becomes complicated because you don't know what the words are exactly. Truknin, I'm not even asking you for an English word on that. It's the Gemara will explain what it is in a second. Truknin, chayovin b'chalo, v'chiyosu rovin om Rabbi Yochanan, and truknin, now we have to be careful. The gears should be chayovin b'chalo. They won't make it, should be chayovin b'chalo. My truknin, and the Gemara asked my shayla, my truknin, what's truknin, Taka? Omer Abai Kuva da Ara. That doesn't make it much better, but Rashi says Kuva da Ara. Oisim Mokum Cholol Bekira. V'noisim Besoichem Mayim V'Kemach Moshe Oisim BeIlfis. What's the title of the word Kuva? I don't know. They have an English. What's the English word Kuva here? Kuva da Ara. Basically, it means you dug a hole in the bottom of the Kira. And you baked it in there. You mixed the water and flour, and you baked it in. But my it's considered regular baking, so it will be chayim and challah. Do you have any taich for kuva? In a cavity in the base of the oven. Kuva might be in a cavity in might. I'm not sure. We'll have to check that word. Okay, so this is called a baking. It's a strange baking, but it is a baking. You have to say, when it comes to challah, baking doesn't have to be in an oven. It could be in a pan also, as long as it's dry. So this is basically what's going on. You dug a cavity in the kira, in the wall or in the base of your oven, and you poured in flour and water, and it baked there. So that's chayim and challah. Okay. Oh, from our by Teresa, however, is ptura min achala. Okay, basic rule of thumb, without learning all of challah now, which probably should be done to learn these next three lines, but since we have only less than two minutes, we will not do that. Basic rule of thumb is that you have to bake it to be chayiv and challah. You need a fear. Bishul ting, these things will not make it. So now, that kuvadar is called baking. That's called baking. Teresa's ptum and achalah. My Teresa, we have three possibilities. Ikadami gvil mirasach. Gvil mirasach means you took your kemach and your mayim, which again, it's not a dough here. Kipshuta, we're talking about a loose dough, just to stay out of trouble. And what you did was, you like splashed it against, you have a hot oven here. You splashed it against, it's also going to bake in some sense, I don't know what you call that in English, it's going to cook. You're going to come out with something like a very thin waffle, something like that you're going to come out with. You take your loose dough and water, your loose with chip, and you pour it along a hot piece of metal. That's basically what you're doing. That's not called baking. That's part of minachal. That's one theory. Yeah, it'll become out like a pancake. Yeah, that's what's going to come out like it. Vika dahamre nahamad handika. Says Rashi, botzik she'oifin b'shpoit on a spit, moishchen otz atom le'b'shemrem. You can say they're pouring oil or eggs and oil, whatever. It's not baking. It's basically a frying is what it is. Vika dahamre lechem o'osu l'kutach. Bread that's used for that yogurt Michael they used to eat. Don't ask him why this is how they do it. This is how they did it. It wasn't baked. It was baked in the sun. Baking in the sun white is not called baking. Okay, we're going to stop here. Okay, do we have interest in a sheet?